We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
All right, my voice is starting to give way here, so let's give this a good effort.
Oh, did you scream too much for your cup title last night?
Yes, Evan, we won the game. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel baconator today, as I did last night at about 9 p.m. Boy, did that go down well. Okay. Cinco de Fivo is going to be the five best parts of the stadium series this weekend.
Oh my God.
It's hockey day here on The Fan.
I have no issue with hockey. I have an issue with you guys celebrating your cup. Like, what part of the Cinco de Fivo is you raising the Stanley Cup? Is that in this or no?
Oh, we'll get to my five favorite moments from the Rangers Stanley Cup run in June. That'll be a Cinco.
Okay, can't wait for that.
Here we go.
Number five.
Matt Martin getting his ass kicked. This was great. Sorry, Boomer, to your son-in-law, but what a legendary moment for Matt Rempe on his very first shift in the NHL.
Did you just do that because of Boomer's?
No. Okay. No. It has nothing to do with Matt Martin is known as, you know, a win and fight. We had a rookie in his first shift ever, the only rookie ever to make his debut in an outdoor game, knock Matt Martin's ass down.
How is that a thing? Only rookie to make his debut in an outdoor game?
Yeah.
There's only been 41 of them.
Is that really a stat?
But here's my issue with this, and you could explain this to me more as a true diehard hockey fan, which I respect. Matt Martin basically put him over. Matt Martin basically said, you know what, kid? This is what you do. This is what I do. Let's fight. Like, it was almost a predetermined fight that was going to take place.
I disagree, sir.
That was not the case because they dropped the gloves even before the puck was put down.
Yes. So, following the game along, generally when a fight happens in the NHL today, it's about changing momentum. Your fighter's looking to do it. I believe Matt Martin thought he was going to win the fight. It happened very quickly after a Ranger early goal.
Okay.
So they were down, and I think Matt Martin was just looking to spark his team and wake him up. Hey, we're not going to get down early here. Let's wake up.
Well, they scored four straight goals, so I guess from that standpoint, it worked.
Yeah.
So you putting that as a win is comical, because if you believe it's all about momentum, then I'd say Matt Martin did a great job. Who cares that he got punched in the face by some rookie?
I care, because a rookie put his punk ass down on the ice.
And then the Islanders scored four straight goals.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, there was no ice on Matt's jersey. He did not get his ass knocked down. He held his own.
No, he held his own, but I would agree that Rempe got the best of him.
But he had the high ground, so that's a tough spot.
He's 9 feet tall, this kid.
I understand, so I don't think it was even necessarily a fair fight.
Okay.
What the hell's up with you?
You know me. I love you, Boomer.
Number four.
He's a Ranger fan, Boomer.
It's his blood, it's his family.
I understand, but at the end of the day...
No way! He's rooting for Matt in that spot. That's his son-in-law.
Not me, man.
His only daughter's husband? Get out of here.
I don't know about that. He's already done you-know-what with your daughter. He can get his ass kicked.
Well, that was Sean Marash, by the way.
Why do we even go there?
Because I would go there as a father. I want my son-in-laws getting their ass kicked if they're in the NHL.
He's rooting for his son-in-law.
All right. Can I continue the list?
Yes.
All right. Number four. Devil fans actually showed there more than 20 of them. I have to give them credit. I thought that we'd get more Flyer fans than Jonas Brothers fans. I mean, every Devil fan except Tiki probably went, but there were about 70,000 Devil fans in the house, and I didn't show credit.
Here's the problem.
I'm a Devils fan. Otherwise, I would have gone.
The problem I have with you is, and I hate when the arrogant fan in this town does that, you complimented the Devils, which I did too. I thought the Devils fans had a great turnout on Saturday, but you had to do it with a condescending diss right before that.
Six spot on the...
Hold on. I didn't even mean it that way. I bashed the Devil fan on Friday, I think, or Thursday, whatever day, where I said it'd be more of that. This is me saying, I said there would only be 20 of you.
I
was wrong. So I'm saying it in the tone of, I was wrong when I mocked
you. No, you said it by taking a shot at them that all of you must have shown up to have that happen. Like, you took a shot at Devil fans, and I'm not going to stand for that. Like, I stand with the Devil fans. I'm with them. We are simpatico.
Thank you, Evan.
Evan, you're welcome. Truth serum. How many more Devil fans you think exist that weren't in MetLife?
I can't answer that.
Okay, here we go.
Number three.
Both teams' goal songs getting played. Doesn't happen in the NHL. Yeah. I thought that was cool, yeah. Especially with a lot of goals.
Especially when it was supposed to be a home Islander game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we heard at an Islander home game a lot of six, as a matter of fact, Ranger goal horns. But it was cool seeing the both fan bases get to sing their goal songs.
Did you buy the Sox?
Pot Van Sox? Yeah. No, I did not.
No, but he screamed Pot Van Sox on a train ride home while drunk.
Great idea.
I did.
Number two.
Tailgating. It was unreal.
Better than football tailgating?
So it was similar. In fact, I give credit Mulcahy's, who Evan knows well, did 10 buses out of Long Island. They had the grill going, the beers going, but like the smell and the aroma. But seeing everybody in hockey jerseys doing that, playing the cornhole, the hockey games, I don't know, man. That was cool. Usually you just get the train trips for the hockey
games. It's funny, like Nassau Coliseum back in the day would have tailgating. Madison Square Garden doesn't because you're corporate and you're in the middle of the city, and obviously UBS doesn't have as much of that. So it is kind of cool to kind of get that old tailgate feel. So that must have been fun.
It was a lot of fun. And then last but not least.
Number one.
I said this seriously. Limited BS with fans. I have been
to. What do
you
mean?
I've been to Giants Cowboys, Giants Eagles, Giants Jets, Yankees Mets.
Oh, I see. No fighting, no like nonsense.
You had 80,000 hammered people,
that's
Rangers and Islander fans, and it's a bloodbath rivalry. And I can honestly tell you, I personally didn't witness it. I've been waiting all day. No viral videos of somebody getting knocked out stupidly, fans fighting or anything. And I think we deserve, hockey fans, a lot of credit that there was no negative stories to come out where we just fought for no reason. Instead, it sucked for the outcome for Devil fans, sucked for the outcome for Flyer fans, but ultimately, everybody just had a great time, and there was no BS, or at least very limited BS for one.
Wait, obviously, he misspoke. He misspoke. He meant Islander fans, not Devil fans.
I was going to say.
He misspoke.
Us Devil fans, we came with the victory, bro. What are you talking about?
He doesn't even know he misspoke.
You're right.
Watch.
I said Ranger fans and Devil fans walked out happy.
Yes, and you said no something for Devil fans.
Oh, yeah, maybe I'm an Islander fan.
It's totally fine.
Don't disrespect my Devils, bro.
I think one thing you have to keep in mind, and I've noticed this with Jets-Giants. You were obviously at that game this year.
Yeah.
Mets-Yankees. Knicks-Nets not as much because we have no fans. And obviously Islanders-Rangers. We are all New Yorkers and New Jerseyans. Mm-hmm. So the rivalry, while it absolutely exists in terms of the teams,
it's not vicious.
These are our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
While if you're fighting with them, there's a decent chance there are two other teams that you guys agree on. So while the Islander Ranger fans yelling at each other, talking trash, they may be like, oh, yeah, wait, you're a Yankee fan. Yeah, I'm a Yankee fan, too. What's up, man? Or, hey, we're both Giant fans. So our rivalry with each other is not nearly as intense.
Was it always that way?
What do you mean?
Was it more emotional, physically emotional? With, say, Yankees, Mets, and Islanders, Rangers 2 decades ago?
No, I think that there are fights.
Always been this way.
I think there's always been fights at Islander Ranger games. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say we're always simpatico. I just think there are less fights than when it's New York, Boston, or New York, Philadelphia. Like, there's this blood hatred that we all have for each
no
other.
Doubt. Once you go to Philly, once you get south of wherever, down the shore, it's Philly country.
That's why
it just gets ugly.
You may dislike the team in your town more, but you don't dislike the people in your town more. That's why I don't think that there's a lot of fights. Now, it doesn't mean there aren't Islander Ranger fights. There are. Trust me, I've seen them. I've been a part of them, especially at Nassau Coliseum back in the day. Not like I was in it. It was like right behind me. I had to jump out of the way.
No, he had to move out of the way.
I had to, whoa, hey now.
But wouldn't you agree with 80,000 people tailgating, drinking for hours, game got delayed with sun glare, that aren't you stunned we didn't see any of that yesterday?
Nah, I mean, mildly surprised, but I do expect there to always be more fights when it's Flyers or it's Sixers or it's Eagles than I do when it's us versus us. That's the way I always view it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.